Our next article is entitled A Pilgrimage at Home. It's written by Elise Seyfried, who is a freelance writer and director of spiritual formation for Christ Lutheran Church in Orland, Pennsylvania. This quote from Paulo Coelho: "What I have to do is to honor this pilgrimage through life, and so I am this pilgrim who's constantly amazed by this journey." I've long loved the idea of pilgrimage, taking a journey to a faraway place for a spiritual purpose. All religious traditions, including pilgrimages from going to Mecca in Islam, to visiting the Wailing Wall in Judaism, to traveling to Bodh Gaya in Buddhism. Christianity has several pilgrimaging sites in the Holy Land, and Christian destinations in Europe include the Camino de Santiago in Spain, and the Way of St. Francis, and the Way of St. Benedict in Italy. Right now, with travel still so limited, there aren't many pilgrimage opportunities, but it's still possible to be a local pilgrim and to make your spiritual journey close to home, or even at home. All you need is a desire to deepen your faith. One of the few places I've gone since mid-March is the beautiful labyrinth at St. Thomas Church in White Marsh, Pennsylvania. As I walk this prayer path, my worries and distractions fade away. Approaching the center of the labyrinth, I find myself feeling closer to God and usually stay there for quite a while before beginning the walk back out. At home, I begin my pilgrimage in quiet meditation and then pick up a pen and write in my journal. And sometimes I have some specific intentions. Other times, I'm just yearning to grow spiritually, and writing helps me clarify why I'm taking this journey at this time. Physical movement is an important part of my pilgrimage, and I have several favorite nearby hikes and walking trails, but even an hour spent in my backyard with the flowers and birds is enough to inspire me. I also like to spend some time reading books about spiritual life and listening to music that inspires me to feel more deeply. Toward the end of my pilgrimage, I revisit my journal entry, and very often I have a new insight related to my earlier intention. After that, I pray. I have a Catholic rosary, a set of Anglican prayer beads, and a small wooden holding cross that I love to use during these moments. It's important to me to formally close this sacred time, just as I would come to the end of a road in Jerusalem or Lourdes, France. We can and should think of our whole lives as a pilgrimage. We're each on a journey that will end by coming home to God. Our paths may look strikingly different, and that's fine. And what matters is living with awareness, with intention, not just going through the motions. These past months have upended our lives in so many ways, but one blessing of our isolation is the opportunity to take stock, to reflect on where we're going and possibly make some changes. The inner journey of the pilgrimage affords us the opportunity to learn more about who and whose we are. I still dream about making a pilgrimage to a faraway place, but I won't forget that my real pilgrimage is a journey within, a journey of the mind and heart, and for that I need not travel far at all.